AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikunomova. Friends and family of a man shot in the back by a police officer in South Carolina are gathering for his funeral today. This man is remembering Scott Walker as a good person.
Loving, respectable father and husband.
Scott was shot by a white patrolman last week after running from a traffic stop. At first, Officer Michael Slager said the shooting was the result of a tussle over his taser. Then video surfaced showing Scott being shot 8 times as he ran away. Slager has been fired and is charged with murder. The cleanup continues in Illinois, where 8 tornadoes ran across the central and northern part of the state earlier this week. Tim Bain is volunteering in Fairdale.
Wanted to come together as a community and help out.
The northern Illinois town was hit with the strongest of the tornadoes, a half-mile wide F4 packing nearly 200-mile-an-hour winds. A pair of people were killed. Video has been published that apparently shows a gang of thieves getting to work in London's Diamond District.
The Daily Mirror newspaper has published surveillance camera images that appear to show the thieves in action. Pretending to be construction workers, they're wearing fluorescent vests and hard hats and calmly carrying bags and wheeling garbage bins into the building. After 2 nights of work, they left with the contents of 72 safety deposit boxes of jewelry. Police have yet to disclose the value of the stolen goods.
That's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma. The heist happened over Easter weekend. An alarm went off, but no cops showed. 10 sheriff's deputies in California are on paid leave after a news station recorded a violent arrest in which they allegedly used excessive force. The video shows 2 San Bernardino County deputies kicking a suspect in the head and crotch. The county sheriff says he's disturbed and troubled by the sight. This is AP Radio News. Have you filed your taxes yet? AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports the Obamas have.
The White House says the president and first lady had a combined adjusted gross income of $477,000 and paid more than $93,000 in federal taxes. That's an effective tax rate of 19.6%. They also donated almost $71,000 to 33 different charities. The largest donation of $22,000 went to the Fisher House Foundation, an organization that helps wounded service members and their families.
The president today is set to meet with Cuban leader Raul Castro. Obama is in Panama for the Summit of the Americas. The two leaders exchanged handshakes and cordial greetings last night as speculation grows that Obama's ready to remove Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. The presidents of the U.S. and Cuba haven't met face-to-face since the height of the Cold War. I'm Violet Ikunomova, AP Radio News.